I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The longest actor's strike in history is finally coming to an end. Maybe. So they were on strike for 118 days. And the union's negotiating committee, they finally voted to unanimously approve a tentative deal. And it's going to go to the SAG-AFTRA National Board on Friday. And then after this, the union members will ratify the agreement. That could take weeks. So as long as everything goes to plan, the strike is going to finally be over. And we can go back to talking about movies and actors again and not feel guilty about it, which is great.
I never felt guilty about it.
I feel a little guilty about it. Not going to lie.
Not me once. I didn't spend any time at all on it.
I thought it's, yeah. And like, more so than anything, like, so this past Halloween, when SAG-AFTRA told their members, okay, you can't dress up as, you know, characters from movies and whatnot. And Megan Fox was like, screw you. We're going to do three different costumes from three different movies. It's stuff like that that I'm ready to like,
yeah, just move aside.
Yes.
It wasn't for like the big time actors. And we've said this before, that this strike was really all about. It was the actors and actresses that you haven't heard of. It's like for our friend Frankie, who works on the sets of movies and TV shows that were being affected by it also, that aren't making $1 billion a year.
And I think people don't realize like a majority of actors are struggling, like they're working paycheck to paycheck and have other jobs. It's like the George Clooney's and the Denzel Washington's, and you know, that's the smaller percentage of the actor community.
It was their responsibility to really stand up and stick up for all of those people that are working at Chili's right now in Los Angeles that are going to be actors and actresses. And I don't know how the community feels about it, but I don't know that they stepped up enough in this whole thing.
A few of them did. I remember a list of maybe only like 10 to 12 people who donated millions of dollars in order to help. But outside of that, I didn't hear anybody helping.
Yeah, it was George Clooney and a couple other actors who were like, we will literally pay more to end this strike because they understand what a privileged position they're in. I'm just feeling bad for like the Ryan Goslings who could have won Sexiest Man of the Year. This is for people and had to turn it down because of SAG-AFTRA.
Yeah, that's the real travesty for sure.
It's really a tragedy. How will Ryan Gosling go on? So there's no words on the exact details of the deal, but the producers say it will give union members, quote, the largest increase in minimum wages in 40 years, a brand new plan for residuals, for streaming programs, extensive consent and compensation protections with AI, and also sizable contract increases on items across the board. So,
there we go.
We love that for them. Okay. Yay. Okay, someone who went to college with Lady Gaga says she was super annoying, which is really shocking news. Like a woman who wore a meat dress was annoying in college, right? So as a big Bachelor fan, when I saw that Carly Woodell was talking about this, I was like, Carly, I haven't heard about her since she was on Bachelor in Paradise like 5 years ago. Carly Woodell was on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. She was married to another cast member named Evan Bass. He was the ED guy. And then they recently got divorced, but they have one kid together. Anyway.
The ED guy?
Erect erectile dysfunction.
And how did he get that label?
He has an ED clinic or something. He helps men.
Oh,
I think get it up. Did he approve of that nickname?
does it
run by him?
You know how they have those chyrons or the lower thirds for the Bachelor titles when they're like, oh, what's their job? It was like Evan Bass and then ED guy or whatever.
I think it probably said owner of a company that specializes in ED.
Because
you don't, as a guy, you don't want to be known as the, it's not like the furniture guy.
The Bachelor does try to roast them with those lower thirds. They really do. So honestly, ED guy might be a little tame.
Because wasn't there a chicken guy?
Yeah.
Chicken guy.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine being called the chicken guy. I do not want to be the ED guy.
You're helping men across the country with their ED. You should be proud.
Okay, then my name is Helping Guys with ED Guy.
I think he made a lot of money off of it, too. So even though, you know, ED Guy isn't the greatest of title, like, he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Maybe his name is just Ed.
It's Evan. So Carly Waddell was married to ED Guy. So now she's the ex-wife of ED Guy. And she was on another former Bachelor contestant's podcast, Jason Tardik's podcast called Trading Secrets. And she said Lady Gaga was so annoying because even when they were in school together, they both went to Tisch at NYU. She would be on the piano during lunch singing and playing at the top of her lungs.
You were like in class with Lady Gaga?
Yes, but then she was Stephanie. I was not a fan. During lunch, she would play on the piano. There's a piano because you would eat just in like a dance studio.
Yeah.
And she would sit at the piano every single day and just play and sing Wicked at the top of her lungs every day.
Okay.
And we were all just trying to eat lunch.
It's like break time.
And we were all like forced to listen to her. And yes, was she good? Of course. She was great. But I just wanted to eat my sandwich. And so I used to just eat in the hallway. She was driving me crazy. I mean, she was one of the good ones. I wouldn't ever be like, she was so above. But now she's so above.
Yeah, so I'm glad to know that drama kids were annoying then and still annoying now. All right, fans are concerned about Wynonna Judd after it looked like she was having a hard time walking at the CMAs. We'll talk about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.